The tentative plan by National Produce Production Development Incorporated is based on a manure digester the company financed in Israel. It would take cow manure from dairy farms and break it down into the substances needed to run a greenhouse. These include liquid fertilizer for plants, CO2 for the plant bedding and the air to encourage photosynthesis, and methane to power and heat the greenhouse year-round. Company CEO Steven Siegel says the tomatoes and other fresh food produced there could be sold locally instead of imported from as far away as the Netherlands, and he thinks it could be a natural fit for Wisconsin's dairy farmers.
They spend money every day on manure management. They spend money all the time on new equipment for manure management. And we intend not only to save them that money, but we also intend to pick up their manure on a daily basis and pay them $1 per wet ton for that manure because it's so precious to us.
Siegel says his company's in the process of looking for a location that makes sense, where there are markets for the tomatoes and there are enough dairy farms nearby to make a plant like this work. Siegel met with staff from U.S. Senators Feingold and Cole Thursday, along with representatives from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public